fighting for America.
Not only do we have to win this legal fight, but we're still going to have to pass a law through Congress. The bottom line is, Jose, that I'm using all of the legal power vested in me.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're in a kind of situation where, the end of the Roman Republic 2,000 years ago, and it's very disturbing, completely apart from the substance of immigration policy.
Fighting for you.
Thank goodness that you're there to at least allow us a voice. We need that. And we love you, brother. And we love the guests that you bring on. You're amazing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Live KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Our great friend Governor Otter with us. Governor Otter, good morning.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I got a selfish, self-indulgent question to ask you. Do you mind?
Well, is this the first time you've ever had one of those questions? No, go right ahead.
You know, I'm lobbying you, sir. I'm lobbying you. I'm on my hands and knees waiting for that Marconi proclamation.
Oh.
I promise I'll be good.
That could come.
Well, I know you're making a list, so I'm trying to get on the good list.
All right. Oh, you've been on my good list for a long time.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, as someone who has served in the military, who supports the military, and wants to make sure that we have a vital national strategic interest here in Idaho, your thoughts on defending Gowan and making sure that the jobs and the mission continues on here, sir?
Well, I can tell you this. You're right. I did serve in the military, and in fact, I was a 19 Delta, which is recon. And whether it's the Marines, any ground force that has been in a firefight on the ground will tell you that probably the best platform we've ever had besides rotary gunships like the Cobra, and the Lakota in some cases, and even the Blackhawks, the best fixed-wing air defense supporting ground troops we've ever had has been the A-10, because they could get out on site and kind of hang around. Most of the other aircraft that we've got, Kevin, you know, they can't spend that much time on target. But the, 4 or 5 hours in some cases, an A-10 can hang around. And they're tank killers. You know, they are tank killers. And so if you're fighting a ground force firefight and you're fighting armored vehicles, whether it's a tank or something similar to our Striker or anything like that, boy, that A-10 has been the piece of equipment that the ground forces really liked and really count on. So whether you're talking to the Army or whether you're talking to the Marines, they'll tell you the A-10. So the first thing is we really wanted to do was to save that A-10. And the idea that Obama's got, that he can fight everything with drones and he can fight everything from the air and you're not going to have boots on the ground, you're always going to have intelligence and you're always going to have cleanup. So you're going to have either a training group on the ground that can call in the kind of air armaments that you need in order to liquidate or at least neutralize the enemy's positions. So, but we know the A-10 platform is now going to go away, according to the Pentagon. So what we were asking for was to keep the A-10 at Gowan Field until we get another flying mission. And it doesn't have to be a fighting mission, although we like fighting missions and we're good at that. But if it's a transport mission or if it's a support mission by air of some other kind other than a fighting mission, we'd love to have it. But our facilities right here at Gowan Field, and you might recall, Kevin, when the F-35 crew came out and looked at Gowan Field and looked at Boise, we scored in the top five. In fact, I think we were number three. Boise and Gowan Field were both very high because of the assets we had, the facilities, the infrastructure. And not only that, the soft landing that they get because of the people of Idaho are so willing to defend this nation, that the philosophy and the psychology of having that kind of a mission here is great. So we're working very hard to keep that flying mission here until the A-10 comes in for another stand-up someplace. And we hope they'll stand up that mission at Gowan Field.
Governor, from your experience in Congress, do you think that such heavyweights as our senators, Senator McCain, rising star Ayotte of New Hampshire, could in fact convince the Pentagon that, hey, the A-10, as you've said, needs to be around because there isn't any close air support fixed-wing aircraft that does the job that the A-10 does?
Well, you would hope that they would take a look at that. And now, I agree, it's a 1970, early 70s, maybe even a late 60s platform. But you remember the F-4,
right?
And how long we had that around. That was, as I recall, that was 50, 60 years old before we decommissioned the F-4, and I happened to fly F-4s both as governor and as a congressman, backseat. All I got to do was aim it once we got to altitude. But because of our training site, you know, when you get to altitude, whether it's the A-10, the F-35, the F-15, the F-4, or even the F-18, once you get to altitude here in Idaho, you're over our target sites. You don't have to spend a lot of gas driving to get to where you're going to practice because of our Sailor Creek and our great training site out here. So we're the best mounts for the defense buck in air fighting missions.
Governor, another big issue, obviously the legislature. We had Senator Cameron on, Senator Sitaway. We're getting ready to go back to the schools. Your thoughts on the budget for education? We've got teachers, textbooks, and how to pay for them.
Well, my budget for education was more than Luna's, the one that he turned in before he was decommissioned. And before Sherry took over, and then her budget came in, maybe a little under Luna's. But my budget represents the second year effort going forward of a 5 to 6 year effort in order to accomplish all of the requests, all the ideas that the task force on education came up with. You remember the 20 recommendations they made? They had to do with getting and keeping better teachers in the classroom, or the best teachers in the classroom. We got great teachers. We got great teachers in Idaho. We just want to keep them here. So we have to increase that starting pay a little bit. And that's one of the things that I've done with the career ladder and then also with the certification, the tiered licensure. So my budget represents the second year payment on those 20 recommendations, Kevin.
Well, it certainly is getting a lot of discussion, Governor Otter. Your thoughts on the current situation involving the Idaho Education Network and how to pay for it?
Well, let me respond first to the last statement you made. Education always gets a lot of attention because it's one of the most important things we do. We have a constitutional mandate in order to provide for a system of free, uniform, and thorough common public schools. And so it always gets a lot of attention. I would tell you this. I am really grateful that the legislature, when they started taking a look at the IEN, now you remember we had some trouble getting it stood up, and the legislature was kind of, this was several years ago, and they didn't know how valuable it was going to be. Well, if you look at the vote on that and you listen to the debate on the floor, there's no question about the value of the Idaho Education Network. And as it is to education, and education has become the anchor tenet of our backbone across the state of Idaho. We got 117 high school. We got 200 and some high schools hooked up to it. And we now have not only a backbone, but we have connection almost everywhere in Idaho, which, by the way, I will add, we are now able to probably come closer to accomplishing our constitutional requirement for that system of free, uniform, and thorough schools. Because now, Kevin, no matter where you are in Idaho, you have the opportunity to take Latin or Calculus 2 or some of the hard-to-teach or hard-to-place courses in the smaller school districts. And so if for no other reason they recognize that we're coming closer to that constitutional mandate with the Idaho Education Network, and I think it's going to work out well. I'm just so grateful to the legislature for standing up and recognizing and stating that publicly, that the Idaho Education Network is extremely valuable to our education system and to the students.
Hey, Governor, I'll see you at the Merck.
Well, just wave at me across the ditch.
I will. Take care, sir.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Governor Otter with us talking about education funding, the A-10, and other news of the day. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. You know, we've been looking at a lot of things lately, and social media is interesting, and I'm always trying to get more folks to give us a check out the Kevin Miller Show on Twitter, at Kevin Miller Show, and on Facebook. And yesterday, it was interesting, our friend Alma was talking a little bit about Representative Barbieri, and she posted on the Kevin Miller Show page, in the personal Kevin Miller. Now, the reason why I came up with the Kevin Miller Show page is I'd like to eventually move the content of this program to that platform as opposed to my personal page. It's kind of funny. Sometimes I'll have a picture of my little nephew, Ethan, doing the song to I Love the Bass, or It's All About the Bass, and the next story will have something about the Iranians killing folks. Now, again, not to belittle the issues going on in the Middle East or anything else, it's just sometimes you want to separate the content. And, you know, I usually don't mind folks like Alma that listen to this show, that call in, that are contributors to this program, posting things. And as you know, with your own personal Facebook, sometimes it gets ridiculous and I delete things. And Alma was taking Representative Barbieri to task, which is her right, is her issue, is her, you know, we want her to do that. And then, and this hasn't happened to me, I guess, since Pittsburgh, she was talking about disagreeing with me in a respectful way. And then you had others that just went crazy on me and on this program because we went to Clive and Bundy's ranch, calling him a racist, calling us a racist for all that we've done, and saying how out of touch we are. And some lady even smacked me for for being against slot machines in the casinos, or I'm sorry, the horse racing tracks. And I go, this is what a small microcosm of people like Representative Barbieri and others go through when they're defending themselves. And coming up, we defend him one more time and get your thoughts. It's funny because, and maybe because, maybe it's just an issue of people are impressed with the jabronis on national television. Big Lib Rachel Maddow mentioned Idaho, and people say, oh, look what Vito Barbieri did. He's made a fool of us. Well, no, these people hate Idaho. They don't like Idaho because we're a red state. And you have a lot of blues here in the red state that want to take issue with us, want to make examples of us, and say, see how bad Idaho is? And I think to myself, Idaho is a great place. We've all chosen to live here. But that doesn't stop people like Rachel Maddow from going after this state. Ha, it's Idaho. What do you think? Well, I'm going to tell you what to think and get your reaction to her controversial slaps at us next. First, time for traffic now at 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Today was also this kind of news day that brought us this from Idaho. I have to say, if you are a toddler watching this program, hi. Please ask your mom or your dad or whatever responsible adult is nearby if it's okay for you to see this next part, okay? Like I said, it's from Idaho, so brace yourself. This is Idaho State Representative Vito Barbieri.
By the way, you're listening to Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Rachel Maddow giving her take on the state. By the way, listen to her disdain for the gem state.
This is Idaho. This is Idaho. This is Idaho.
Mr. Barbieri represents an area called Dalton Gardens in western Idaho. And today, in a hearing about a bill that would impose new abortion regulations in his state, Representative Barbieri voted to impose those new restrictions. voted that doctors should be prohibited from doing something they already do in the state of Idaho. Because what do those doctors know? Let the legislators decide instead. Because the legislators know better than the doctors. Particularly when it comes to lady parts. And the delicate matter of where exactly those parts are. Just watch this. This is from the Idaho legislature. They start talking about colonoscopies, and things just go downhill from there. I swear we did not edit this. This really happened today, because this is what today is like in the news.
There we have cut one. Cut two.
You mentioned the risk of colonoscopy. Can that be done by drugs?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barbieri, it can not be done by drugs. It can, however, be done remotely, where you swallow a pill, and this pill has a little camera, and it makes its way through your intestines, and those images are uploaded to a doctor who's often thousands of miles away, who then interprets that.
Follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Barbieri.
Can this same procedure then be done in a pregnancy? Swallowing a camera and helping the doctor determine what the situation is with the...
Mr. Chairman and Representative, it cannot be done in pregnancy simply because when you swallow a pill, it would not end up in the...
Fascinating. That certainly makes sense, Doctor.
You hear the laughter. Now, thanks to Ray Amaya, we actually have more of this doctor going back and forth that has not been reported by Rachel Maddow or any other outlet, but... Let's hear what the fair objective Rachel Maddow has to say about Idaho, about our values, about our families.
Sometimes there's nothing to add. Sometimes the most straightforward headlines are all that you really need to tell a story like this. I should tell you that this appeared on Representative Barbieri's Wikipedia page shortly after this incident today. Quote, on February 23rd, 2015, Representative Barbieri learned that if a woman swallows a pill, it will not end up in her... And then there's the relevant footnotes, which are accurate. According to the Associated Press today, the Idaho bill to add these new restrictions on doctors, which Representative Barbieri supported, his bill passed today. Also, Representative Barbieri himself is on the board of a crisis pregnancy center. Though, to be fair, when he went to the last anti-abortion crisis pregnancy center board meeting... They were all talking about how the baby comes out of the lady's tum-tum. So you can see where he could get confused. But that guy's bill passed today, even with the shin bone connected to the knee bone problem. That was just basically the character of the news today.
There we have it, Rachel Maddow. I don't think she'll be visiting the Treasure Valley anytime soon. Tea Party Bob joins us now. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
You know, once again, our commander and king is going to get his way with the internet. Just listening to your segment on Rachel Maddow, you know, this whole Vito Barbieri incident is a joke on the press. They were the ones that took Vito's statement out of context. I don't think anyone should be listening to Rachel, you know.
Yeah, but you hear her disdain for Idaho.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it is. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the lady's an idiot. And she should be banned from the airwaves. You know, it's really a crime how the liberal media is permitted to get away with reporting the news the way they do, because most of it's not. They seldom, if ever, have the facts, and when they do, it's purely by mistake. You know, my real worry is this net neutrality is going to affect the alternative media that has been established over the past 10 years. You know, if they start establishing the same rules for the net as they have for broadcasting stations, it could be untenable. An untenable regulatory environment, you know, as many of the new media outlets may not survive. You know, we ourselves are concerned about it because everything we do is over the net. And if they bring in hundreds of new regulations, it's going to put us at a disadvantage to the liberals. No difference.
Well, you're out of business, and it's all Rachel Maddow all the time.
Well, maybe I could hire her, and I could have her cleaning toilets for us.
You'll be cleaning her toilet.
I don't think so.
I think so.
You know, this is no different than our state capital, where the liberal media makes the rules and the decisions on who gets access and who doesn't. You know, I don't know
what are you pulling on Tom Munns? You've totally taken the topic and made it your own.
Hey, listen, you know, it happens to fit right in, my friend.
Man, you talk about an okey-doke here.
Listen, I don't go do okie dokes. You do.
You're doing the okie doke. We're talking about Rachel Maddow, and we take it into the alternative media, and then it's Tom Munn's turn.
Tell me something. What is the difference between Rachel Maddow or somebody down in the Idaho Press saying the same thing about us? We sit here and defend these people. And
I don't think anybody has published those reports that Rachel Maddow has.
Nobody has published the reports?
Nobody has snarkily said the things that she said.
No, they haven't. You mean down at our press corps?
Yeah.
Where do you think the word got out from? Was it the AP or was it somebody else that put that out?
Right, but what I'm...
from nowhere. They certainly didn't have Rachel down there on the floor when the comment was made.
Right, but I don't think anybody has led off a newscast like she did.
Well, she's
we're splitting.
A little bit,
we're
whacked out.
We are splitting hairs here, but I see your point.
You do see my point.
I do see your point.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you didn't think I was one of those dodos.
Never. Never.
Well, listen, I hope you have a great day today.
I hope you have a great day.
Keep up the good work.
Right back at you.
Thanks. Bye.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along, singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong. Just stop, 'cause I really love you. Stop, I've been thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Joining us now, Kimbra Shaw from Love, Inc. with the 6th annual benefit event, The Calling, coming up this Friday at the Cole Community Church beginning at 6:30. Kimbra, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well,
I love that intro music.
Well, yeah. Do you remember that song at all? Or?
I do. I have to say I do.
Good for you. That was my first favorite song ever. Captain and Tennille.
It's a good one.
It is. So let's talk about your big event.
Oh, I'm excited to. Thanks for having us back on again. You know, this event really raises awareness for the support and the work we do in educating and encouraging families that find themselves in need to really discover some new and exciting ways to break through that cycle and to find ways to even begin to give back. So we're really excited about this one.
Well, for people that didn't hear you the first time, let's talk about some of the work that y'all do at Love, Inc.
Absolutely. So we're a nonprofit, a cooperative ministry of about 40 churches in the area networking together to help families break the cycle of living in need. At its essence, we act as a bridge between people who have needs and the church ministries or agencies in the community that can help meet those needs.
And what are some of the needs that we may or may not be aware of?
The things that we hear the most are, quite frankly, just having too much month and not enough income. And what we see fills that need the best is education. So we have a community program to teach budgeting. We give some basic mentoring. A lot of folks are now going through the third and fourth generation in their family where they haven't had the role models that demonstrated some of the disciplines that are basic to budgeting. And so we provide that service. But we also see folks that benefit from just the basic hygiene products, shampoo, laundry detergent, deodorants, toothpaste, cleaning products, things that you can't buy with the resources that are available to folks through the community. For instance, like with food stamps, you can't buy those basic products. But we're able to provide those and help people stretch their budgets a little bit further.
Well, and that's important, and it's important that there's no judgment there because it's so crucial that these folks get back on their feet, and not only for themselves, but for the greater Treasure Valley in general.
You know, one of the things we pride ourselves on, Kevin, is creating a safe, efficient, and effective process and environment, not only for the clients that are being served, but for the volunteers that serve with us, so that people aren't concerned about not knowing how to respond or what they should say. The process through Love, Inc. takes care of that for them.
What can you give us an example of someone here locally that has, Kimbra, that has made a significant change, and perhaps they would have had a more difficult time without Love, Inc.?
You know, I would love to do that. In fact, at the event, they'll be able to come. Folks that come to the event will hear this story live from the person, but I want to just kind of give a teaser on it. We had a young mom that came to the program who shared that through a lot of circumstances in her life, she found herself making decisions that she wasn't exactly proud of, and landed herself in some financial hot water. But she worked diligently at a lot of different areas, but finally found our program. And through the support and the encouragement that she had, she was able to start getting a handle on her budget. Her budget counselor worked with her to prioritize which debts would help her power roll her money and get the most bang for the dollar there. And she ended up, as she graduated in the program in December, she had paid down over $10,000 in unsecured debt since the time she started with us. And she gave us an update, but you'll have to come to the calling to hear what the update is, because she's continued, and it's just an amazing story.
Well, that's like Dave Ramsey squared.
Exactly.
We talk.
That's what happens when you add a little love.
Exactly. We need a lot of that these days. When people come to you, what are their conditions emotionally and spiritually?
You know, we borrowed a picture of a wagon as our ideal for looking at the whole person. And, you know, each person has four wheels in their life. One of those is a physical wheel, but you're absolutely right. The spiritual, the emotional, the relational wheels are all important as well. So when any one of those wheels comes off, it impacts the others, and your wagon just doesn't go very far very fast. So even if it's a physical need, a financial need that they find themselves in, many times we see that spilling over into their relationship with the people close to them. Sometimes it causes stress at work. And then spiritually, they begin to struggle to see how it all fits together. So when they come to us, we're looking to offer them solutions and ideas to transform their thinking in all of those areas as they start to put the pieces back together.
Kimber Shaw with us, Love, Inc., their big event this Friday. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. This event on Friday, you know, a lot of folks, whether it's service projects or the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, they're always looking for something that will make an impact on their kids. Would you suggest that people come to your event that have children and perhaps volunteer?
You know, it's funny you ask, because we actually have a lot of our youth, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 16, participating with us. They help us with the younger kids on our relational program. They're going to be present at this event. It's a great place to come and find opportunities and ways to serve. I'm not sure it would be appropriate for those under the tweenage years, but it would definitely be a place for young adults to start to see how they can impact and change their community as well.
Kimber, finally, for people just tuning in, if you could let everybody know about your event and not only the cause that will benefit by the silent auction and everything else, but you know, some of the prizes there as well this Friday.
Yeah. Well, Love, Inc. Boise is a ministry here in the area, and we are hosting our sixth annual benefit event called The Calling. It's going to be the final Friday in February, the 27th at 6:30. Cole Community Church is hosting us, and they're located at 8775 West Eustick Road. We do have Photo Booth Boise there, who's going to help us capture and tell our story, because you can't tell a story without pictures. And we also have the Chad Marvin Band is going to be there to provide a lot of entertainment for us. We've got some great skits, even involving our volunteers and our clients to help illuminate the story and have a lot of fun. And then our 40 churches are also donating wonderful desserts, a lot of award-winning recipes, family secret recipes, and those desserts will be there as part of our dessert auction for the evening. So I think it promises to be a lot of fun. Doors open at 6:30, so be there early, get your picture taken, get your memento, and get a great seat.
Kimber, finally, your website for people if they want more information.
Yes, sir. We'd love you to visit that BoiseLoveInc.org. That's www.BoiseLoveInc.org. And they can also call the office for information at 377 3502, extension 3.
Hey, by the way, don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk to you some more, all right?
Well, we will call and give you an update on how the event goes.
Please do, and keep up the great work. You guys,
Kevin, thank you so much.
You guys make a difference, so thank you.
Well, God bless you and your ministry. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kimber Shaw joining us from Love, Inc., a great event. Check them out on the web, or better yet, go to their event tomorrow. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. It is 8.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And we pride ourselves on getting every side of the story. Coming up tomorrow, Greg Pruitt will join us live in studio in response to allegations made in the print that families of members of the House State Affairs Committee are being harassed by backers of H. Bill 89, which would allow Idaho residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit. We will talk a little bit about that coming up tomorrow. We will get the entire side of the story from our friend Greg Pruitt and the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. It's heating up there. By the way, we are taking your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, concerning Representative Barbieri being shish kebabbed by Rachel Maddow, but it wouldn't matter if it was a liberal or a conservative. Miss Maddow has contempt for the state of Idaho. It's very, very evident in her opening comments.
Today was also this kind of news day that brought us this from Idaho. I have to say, if you are a toddler watching this program, hi, please ask your mom or your dad or whatever responsible adult is nearby if it's okay for you to see this next part, okay? Like I said, it's from Idaho.
There you have it. That's not fair. That's not objective. It's Idaho bashing, gem state bashing, really. And this comes down to the comments by Dr. Julie Madsen versus Representative Barbieri, which made for interesting fodder, instant condemnation by the liberal progressive press. But on the other hand, nobody heard the rest of the story. We did have Representative Barbieri on. But let's hear the entire conversation with the doctor, shall we?
Medical abortions and surgical abortions have an exceptionally low risk of severe or life. Overall, the risk is less than 1 in 100,000 procedures. To give you a frame of reference, a woman who undergoes a colonoscopy and has a polyp removed has a risk 870 times greater than a woman who undergoes a medical or surgical abortion. That, by the way, is also considered a very safe procedure.
By the way, the doctor was the one that brought up the colonoscopy, not reported in any other outlet.
So the drug that is taken first, mifepristone.
Our friend, Representative Brent Crane, trying to get to the truth.
Does it block the nutrients to a fetus then?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Crane, I'm not the person most expert to discuss specifically the action of the drug. So I'll defer that question because I don't feel that I'm the most qualified person to answer that.
Doesn't your license through the state of Idaho allow you to dispense medication?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Crane, yes, it does.
So with that knowledge, this drug, if you were to prescribe this drug, you would obviously know what the side effects are and what the drug does. Is this not what the intended use of this drug is?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Crane, I don't prescribe this drug. I'm not a reproductive health care expert, nor do I perform abortion in my practice.
I also have a friend who's an ER doc and has had to be in the situation of trying to make the decision whether they're going to prescribe this drug or not. And so I know I also have a sister who is an ER nurse. So I know that nurses and doctors in the ER are susceptible at some point to making that decision. What I'm asking you as a medical professional, does this drug, with the knowledge that you have, does this drug not take nutrients away from the fetus?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Crane, I can tell you that having worked in 9 different emergency departments, this drug was never, ever available to me, nor was the option of offering or providing chemical or surgical abortion. It's not part of my practice and is not available to me as an emergency physician.
Now, wait a minute. Wasn't she just talking about this as an expert? Of course, no one else will give you the full story. The truth lives here. Kevin Miller, with you. To my friend, Papa John at 580KIDO.
And a 12-inch pie to you, too.
Well, Walt, you've got a minute. Bring it home.
Something I was wondering about. They're talking about this, concealed carry bill.
Yes, go ahead.
And they were discussing the fact that unlawful people, unqualified people, will be able to carry a gun. They already do. That's why they're called criminals, because they're not allowed to do it by law. So anyway, the other one, our legislature is in session right now. So if you have a feeling about the militarization of the local police departments, you might want to give them a call and discuss it with them, or send them an email, since they don't want to talk to you on the phone. But an email would be sufficient. Anyway, have a good pie there, guy.
All right, an XL to you too, brother. Quickly to traffic. It's 580 KIDO, K. Milley in the morning. Don't forget how to save Gowan, what the politicians will not tell you. One comes from Washington, D.C., inside the inner sanctum of the Air Force. The other from inside Gowan Field. That's at 580KIDO.com. Good day. God bless. And remember, keep the faith. KIDO.